2.0 with myself, Owen, captain of the shit ship, Mikey B, my mustache muse, and Tall,
hey,
the freak of nature, the wizard lizard himself. Thank you for joining us, and if you're on Twitch, twitch.tv/ONRSLive, thank you for sticking around for what you think of as the second segment, but it's kind of its own show in and of itself. Or at least that's how I'm trying to brand it. That being said, boys, what do you know about the medieval concept of the lazy peasant's heaven?
Wait, what?
The lazy peasant's heaven?
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Tampa just tied the game. So we're 1-1 now.
1-1.
1-1. So that's good. That's good news.
On.
But yeah, so this is a concept called the peasant's heaven. And this is something that, of course, in medieval times, like, they were very religiously persecuted, you know, they like, you will believe this and the lord of this manor and this, like, all the lords, and
you belong as property to this feudal system.
Feudal system. Like, these people had probably pretty miserable lives. You remember the movie The Holy Grail, the Monty Python, The Holy Grail?
Yeah.
There was a
help, I'm being repressed.
Yeah, exactly. Those people, the people that, like, they didn't really have that much, like, education or forethought to think that well, but they were definitely, like, playing in the muck, shall we speak, right? Like,
right.
They were the muck people. So these peasants came up with their own version of heaven, which was kind of like their fuck you to the standards of, like, what essentially would, like, we would know as kind of like a Catholicism, I would assume, like, or like a Protestantism. Yeah, one of them. And it goes back and forth though on the medieval times. Like, sometimes they were Protestants, then it changed again. Some king came in, they changed it again. Like, you know, but they were like, nah, you need to believe like this, and heaven is this, and, like, there is no sin, and there is no, like, there is no fun in this is why I bring it up, Mikey, because I've always been like, if you listen to some of your, like, Southern Baptist teachings that we would get in Florida, right, there's a lot of pretty kind of like doom and gloom about heaven, and they make it sound like a place that's not going to be super fun to go to, right?
I don't want to spend eternity in, like,
just like praising the Lord.
The lamest spot in the building.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's like, if I go to hell, I hope I burn well. I'll spend my days with JFK at Lawrence Welk, and, you know, like that whole song, you know, like, the roof is on fire. You know how I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Someone out there knows what I mean. But,
right.
But what I'm saying is that, yeah, like, their concept of heaven is not exactly the most desirable to somebody, especially who's not, like, religious. Like, their whole concept of heaven was that, like, all day, all we're going to do is praise the Lord. And, like,
bro, my knees are going to get tired.
Yeah.
Praising so much.
So I feel like that's what these, like, peasants were being told back in the day, and they were like, nah, dog, like, fuck that shit. Like, we're gonna create our own heaven. And I might be, you know, pronouncing this incorrectly, and maybe you can help me out. You're a pretty good linguist, Mikey, especially.
Yeah.
Kakajin. All right. So
Kakajin,
which Kakajine.
Kakajine.
Kakajine. Kakajini? Kakajine, right? Kakajine. Kakajine, maybe.
It's Kalkine.
Oh, so just Kalkine. Yeah, okay. So
Kalkine.
Kalkine. I'm an idiot.
You're right. It's phonetically pronounced K-O.
Yeah, okay.
K-E-I-N.
Okay. Okay. That makes 100% sense. I don't know why I didn't look up the phonetics, you know, pronunciation earlier.
All good,
but thank you. So Kalkine. right? Cockeyne. We got it?
Yep.
Okay, good. So this is like the anti-heaven, right? Like, and it's not hell, but this is like where, like, this is their anti-heaven. So I found a bunch of stuff at this. So they, like, this article, we all know to get to Christian heaven, you have to be goody-goody and abstain from the pleasures of the flesh. But what if there was a different type of heaven where you can, all right, here's where, this is where, like, we belong. This is where we're going, guys. You can drink alcohol.
Of course.
Number one, drink alcohol. Number two, the sky rains cheese.
What?
The sky rains cheese.
Excuse me? You just won. Like, you don't actually need more steps now.
But there's.
I'm already in line.
But yeah, there is more.
Oh, this is all icing, baby. All icing from here on out.
You see, there's a big, like, tenet of this. It's like a practice of theirs because laziness is encouraged. Ty is gonna rule up in Caucasian.
Cockeyne.
I'll never remember.
Okay, so it's in my head. Would you like to hear Wikipedia's description of Cockeyne?
Oh, I've got a bunch here that, like, we're gonna go through. I've been doing my research. You know, with entomology and how they look at it, how they break down the word for its day. Do you know what it actually, like, really would, like, translate to today? Roughly, it translates to something like cake land.
Cakeland?
Yeah. Roughly, what? It translates to cake land. So alcohol. We've got alcohol. We've got it rains cheese, laziness encouraged, and also cake land. All right, but there's more. The weather is always mild, always like perfect weather.
Dope.
Perfect weather. The wine flows freely. It has also been said that sometimes the rivers are made of wine.
So Kakin. Wait, it's raining cheese and there are wine rivers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex is readily available. All times.
Well, hold on.
Sex is readily available.
So if I was just like, man, I'm feeling kind of horny, like a magical woman would appear?
Hey.
Vagina on a leaf?
Just you be like, snap,
can
snap.
I fuck a plant?
Mate, their sex is readily available.
Do I gotta fuck like my room? Because there's just a porthole in my room.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's, happy. They don't have, you know, back in those days, they didn't have a concept of that, man. Like, they're just
a glory. They're do you just think like, they had medieval glory holes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know they did.
Yeah. They did.
Probably more so back then than now.
It's a little known fact that it's probably one of the first human inventions. Like, it's not the first, but it's like seven or eight. Like, glory hole is actually it's there. It's definitely there. But then, like, yeah, people enjoy eternal youth. Which is, you know, that's pretty cool. You get to just, you know, be young forever, which is nice. Like, it's all from, like, medieval myths and poems, but it was, like, a symbol of a dream and, like, yeah, from living, like, a hard fucking life. I think that, like, sin is encouraged. So that's pretty cool.
All right.
All right, here's one of the last bits that I know about it. Okay, yes, the skies rain cheese. Yes, delicious cheese from the sky. Houses were made of cake. Streets are paved with pastry. All right. Shops offer everything for free. Everything's free, bro. You just you grab those, just grab that TV. And roasted pigs All right, this is the best part. This is the best part.
Roasted pigs.
I got to this and I wanted to read this.
Mikey, I will give you the honors because it is the best part about this. I will give you the honors. Tell them about the roasted pigs that are hanging out in what is it again?
So Herman
Plage. What's the name of the place?
Cockhine.
Cockhine.
So Herman Plage in Dreaming of Cockhine, Medieval Fantasies of the Perfect Life, said that roasted pigs wander about with knives in their backs to make carving easy, where grilled geese fly directly into one's mouth, where cooked fish jump out of the water and land at one's feet. The weather is always mild, the wine flows freely, sex is readily available, and all people enjoy eternal youth, guys.
This is where we need to be.
To hell. To hell with... Like regular heaven.
This is where the party's at. This is definitely where the party's at. Mm-hmm. This is where we need to be. I found about this. I started doing a little research.
Wait.
Read a couple articles.
Owen.
And what's that?
If I go to Cockhine, am I single in Cockhine?
I feel like you have the ability to choose, like, day to day. Like, one day you're like, I just want to be, like, perfect with my wife, and that's cool. And then, like, the next day, you know what? I'm gonna just go little...
Free sex it up somewhere.
Yeah. And she's cool with it because she's free sexing it up there, too. You know, she's...
What if she's not cool with it, though?
Well, then she's not allowed in.
Wait,
she's
is she not allowed in? Are they like, sorry, you can't stay. Listen, if this is how you're going to be, this place is not for you. Go to regular heaven. That's fine. You can go. Bye.
You're ruining the spirit of this place. You do not get the cheese and wine.
And then your wife is like, so are you not coming to regular heaven then with me? And I'm like,
no. Baby. Come on. Look at what we got down here. There's a pig right here.
One of the guys.
Do you want a slice of ham as you just like a pig walks by, a roasted pig? He walks by and you just pick the knife. And you
carve one off.
And you carve one off. And then you're like, ah.
It's like the deli counter. You're just I'll take a slice of that.
And you're like, are you sure you don't want one?
Also, you see him like stop and like grunt for a second and he goes to poop, but he poops a sausage.
Yeah. Like, there's no real poop there. Like, all the
poops like one sausage, and you're like, oh sweet.
And it does like that glimmery gold effect, like in video games when it hits the ground, it goes, and you're like, ah, cool.
Let me get that.
Like, yeah, man. Like, you go into the
when you first get there, you don't think you should eat it. But then, like, a few months later, you're like, oh, yeah, that's the jam.
Well, no, you see another guy, like, go up and, like, oh, sweet. Pig sausage, and like, he eats it, and you're like, wait, that pig just pooped that. He's like, I know, they all poop sausage here. It's great.
So here's my question.
You tried it?
Here's my question with it all, though. So we've established what it is. We understand what it is, what's going on up there. But like, that was like what they wanted back in the medieval days. What do we want now, right? Like, things have progressed. Like, there's got to be cooler shit over in there. Right? So like, do they got iPhones? Do they got like the best phones? Do they got like the best internet? Like, do we not need that? Like, what are we dealing with? Like, with food, if they upgraded the food, is there KFC up there? Is there like the best KFC? Is there the best fried chicken? Is there like, you know, like, are there things that might, you know, would improve on?
So what I'm thinking is, nowadays...
Do they have White Claw up there? Or is it still just the wine and cheese?
Nah, man, I think they would have adapted to, like... So I think... Okay, so you show up at New Age Cockhine.
Yeah.
You show up, and they're like, oh, sweet, Owen, we've been waiting for you, man. Yeah, like, come on in.
Fit right in, bro.
And so, like, the dude who's, like, I guess would be, what, an Lemmy. Angel? Or...
It's Lemmy.
Okay, so... And when Owen shows up to Cockhine, Lemmy's there, and he's like, "Oh, thanks for showing up, Owen." Yeah, there's like a real little bit of Motorhead playing, just like right behind you.
Little bit.
And so he hands you your cup, and he's like, "All right, Owen, this is your cup. Like, just hold on to this, man. Of course, we'll give you another one if you lose it, but like, whatever you want, just tell the cup."
Oh, tell the cup. It's just there. It's like, oh, I want a Budweiser. I just say like, hey, give me a Budweiser. It just, it's there.
It's there. And you're like, oh, sweet. And it's always like,
that'd be cool.
Just perfect. Like,
yeah,
just the right way you want
right
it.
Right temperature, right everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so then he's like, all right. And, you know, here's your, like, here's your key. Like, this gets you into your little place. Whenever you want to, just hold out the key and, like, go to unlock the door. And then you can just go into, like, your little personal zone.
Okay, so here's the question. What about the buzz, right? What if you're, like, really, really drunk? You get too drunk and you're kind of tired of it. We've all been in that situation where you're like, oh, I wish. And then you could, like, just basically be like, zoop, and you're back. Like,
no, it's like a snap. Like, you just.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, you just you can be, maybe you can just choose at whatever time, whatever, like, level of whatever you want to be, you know?
I feel like, okay, so while I feel like that would be cool to, like, oh, I only ever get as drunk as I want to get, like, I feel like it'd be even more cool if, like, no, man, like, you could still just drink too much.
Yeah,
you won't have a hangover.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, heaven, you'll like, you can still make an ass of yourself. You can still, like, you can still do some dumb shit, fall down a set of stairs. You won't hurt yourself, but
you'll still, like, make a dork of yourself.
Yeah. I feel like that would be, like, that wouldn't happen in heaven, because you're not even allowed that stuff. But
no.
Cocaine? God damn it.
And cocaine.
Okay. I can't do it.
Wait, is there?
I know. Yeah, there probably is all the drugs up there, dude. Like,
oh, good.
There's
okay.
all the drugs.
Do I just like? I'm like, oh man, I wish I had. And you hold out your hand, and then you're like, mushrooms, and then like, boop.
So it's are like, there?
Cool, you got mushrooms.
So this brings up then the question: are there burnouts up there? Right? Like, are there probably. Guys? Are there guys that like? They don't, you know, they're just...
They did too many cocaine drugs?
Maybe. Like, maybe
probably.
It got a cosmic effect.
So, is there, like, could you get too stoned in cocaine?
That's what I'm asking. These are the serious questions.
I think drugs and alcohol should work the same. So, you still have to kind of be, like, a responsible person.
Oh, but that's not in the spirit. That's not in the full spirit of it.
Yeah, but if it's not, then, like, how drunk can you get?
Lemmy will tell you, stop, just stop it. Like,
hey,
just,
man, cut it out.
Yeah, and then you're, like, you're done. And, like, Lemmy can be kind of everywhere at once, and he will just, like, put his foot down, and you'll have to go to bed, and you'll have to deal with it, and then, and you're not going to say anything, because it's Lemmy, and then you'll just do what he says, and you'll move on with your life, right?
That's true.
You know?
Could mine just be, like, Isaac Brock is there, and he's like, oh, bro, stop fucking around.
Who's
like,
it?
You're too drunk. Isaac Brock from Modest Mouse.
Yeah, I mean, he could do it, too. He could be by, but Lemmy has to be there as well. Like, he could.
Well, when whoever's dealing with you, it's yeah. like, oh, Lemmy shows him. He's like, come on, Owen, like, go home.
you're not understanding. So, like, everyone will have their own individual, like personal,
oh,
like,
handler.
Guys. Handler. But Lemmy's, like the boss of all those. So, like,
oh, okay.
He'll send them out, and then, like, if you, like, because there will be occasions where you're like, fuck you, whoever that guy you said was, and then Lemmy will have to step in and take care of the business, you know?
So, it could, like, so let's say, like, I go to cocaine, and I'm like, all right, cool, like, I've been partying for, like, 8 days, I'm gonna just, like, go over to this little hill by a river, but I'm still gonna get drunk, because... Of course I am.
Yeah.
But what if I just get really, like, super wasted alone? You think that's still cool?
I think that's totally fine. I think that's totally fine. I think they would endorse that because they endorse the bad behavior, right? So they're going to be like, yeah, man, like, go on a bender. You go wander into the countryside irresponsibly.
Dude, okay. So check this out. What if I'm, like, while I'm super drunk up in cocaine, I'm like, you know, be super fun right now, and I'm alone still, but I'm like, I'm gonna, and I open up my hand, and I'm like, Molotov cocktail, and then I look across the plane, and I'm like,
ooh,
and
burn and some shit,
and like, boop, a house, like a Victorian two-story house pops up, and I'm like, all right, here we go, woo, and like, then like all the bourgeoisie pour out, like all the rich people just pour out, and I'm like, yeah. Is that allowed?
Is that allowed?
I don't know. They
in,
all got
peasant heaven.
I don't
know. Peasant heaven, you can't throw a Molotov at the rich people's mansion.
I think you can. Like, because
bro, you definitely should.
Because the sinners, like sin and all that's like it's kind of encouraged. I don't know about violence. Violence, we're gonna have to have a vote on up there. We're gonna have to figure out because then like
so wait, would like when I pop the like Molotov into my hand, is Lemmy gonna show up? He's like, hey man, I think I know what you're gonna do. I'm just
like bro, we went down that road. Like don't
do it.
Just
bro.
Don't do it. Just trust me. Like we got a good thing going here. Like don't fuck it up. And you're like, okay.
And so then I look to the right, and there's like a totally abandoned old gross house, and I'm like, okay.
I'm gonna switch.
I still want a Molotov something.
I'm gonna switch gears because I think it does. I mean, well. No, it doesn't actually relate at all. But so, you know, it's like the like, what do they call them? I was going to call them the prelims in politics. The there's primaries going soon.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So
yeah.
Like the old like local governments have been back again and they've been dropping off the flyers as they do. Like they come by and they put the flyers in your door or your mailbox or, you know, they'll leave them on your porch. They put them under your windshields. They're awful. So I got a bone to pick. All right. And this is from one Anna Escamani. Right. She is a local person running for something. And I don't really care to know. But here's the crazy thing, because I got a flyer from her on my chair that I keep next to my door for my food deliveries. It's my food chair, you know, where the Uber Eats puts the thing, and then they whatever. She left the flyer on there. And I'll tell you why she left the flyer on there. She didn't put it on my door and she didn't come around the porch because she noticed something, I would hope. And that is that since the last time this bitch ran, about 4 fucking years ago or whatever, when the last time she was doing this, she came by that time with a flyer.
Is she the one coming?
And she put whoever it was. No, she's probably, no, it's one of her people, I'm sure. Like, cronies. I'm sure it's not her, but it's one of her cronies, squad. One of her goon squad. Came by my place, and I've got the like kind of two front doors. One that if you know me is the front door, the other one that people assume is the front door, right? So, it you know, she's going up to the one that she assumes is my front door that we never use, and that also has like a screen door that's always closed on it. Now, what had happened is the last 4 years ago, she slid one of them bitches like in between my screen, like my screen door has like this like metal part in between. There's like screen on either side, and without literally pulling the whole fucking thing apart and bending the metal of the construct of this goddamn screen door, I cannot get this flyer of hers out from 4 fucking years ago. I've tried, like, I used the shop vac once, like, trying to use the suction to pull it out enough to bend the thing to get it and pull it out. I've tried sticking it and pulling it up bit by bit by bit. You cannot, the way this is in there, you literally cannot get it. And it's been there for 4 fucking years. And I just wonder if this person walked up to my doorstep and remembered, it's probably the same fucking person that walked up to my doorstep, remembered when they went, oops, as they dropped that bitch in there. And it's still in there and you can see it plain as day. It's fucking her. And then she took the goddamn like promotional flyer, which was the same exact one from what I can tell, by the way, as the ones that like not even a different one, the same exact one. Probably they changed a couple dates, but the graphic design and everything was identical. Like whatever. And then she just said, well, I don't want to do that. And she just like put it on my chair as if this, I feel like she gave up. She knew But also I knew, and I've been fucking you, you bitch, you fucking Anna Eskimani. Like, I think you, I even agree with all your shit, but I want to not but vote now? For you ever. No. Like, I don't want to support you. And it's just been an irritant for years and years and years. And for real, like, I have nothing against her. It's just like, God damn it, this fire that has been stuck in my... I've tried so many times. Like, every once in a while I get drunk and just like that, like, I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it this
time. I'm going to fucking get it.
I can't ever get it.
Oh, and speaking of things that are annoying.
Sorry, I even showed it to my landlord once, and he took one look at it, and he tried to do it for a second, and he gave up like within 5 minutes. He was just like, oh, he knows, like, there's something weirdly complex about this shit. It's nuts. You have to almost destroy the door to be the screen door for it
to get out this Eskimani letter.
Yes. And you can see it, and it's tacky, and it looks awful, and it's annoying. What were you saying, Mike?
I was going to say, you were speaking about annoying things and about people who just... Well, something annoying happened this week while I was at work.
Uh-oh.
You remember the other day when it was, like, violently thunderstorming?
Yeah, we got a bit of that. I think it's been north of us. It's been like dodging. It's been dodging more of the downtown area, going more like, yeah, I've not seen a ton of like really bad shit, but.
Well, over in my neck of the woods in Oviedo, and Christine in our chat room might be able to back this up because she lives pretty close to my job.
Yeah.
It like poured, like seriously, like 30 minutes.
I saw some people got hail.
Yeah, we had hail right outside of my job.
Wow.
It like opens up for probably 20 or 30 minutes and just pours. And you can hear it at work and even inside the building. But we have like a wraparound porch, like a patio area at my job. And it's got some little vinyl like roll down screens. So when the weather's really nice,
yeah.
You roll them up. You get a nice breeze through. Everything's great. So obviously, when it starts raining,
those come down. Yeah.
Now, the unfortunate thing is the hole. Christine said it made a hole in her roof and knocked down part of her fence.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
sucks.
Dude. That sucks. It wasn't a hurricane. It was literally like 20, 30 minutes of just
bad
weather.
Yeah, it was one of those crazy afternoon Florida storms.
Microbursts.
Which are worse. We know this as Floridians and Central Floridians especially, that those like afternoon storms are more volatile than most hurricanes. Like, unless we're getting a 3 or above, our daily storm is worse than that. That's just the case.
So,
just doesn't last that long. It's quick.
So as soon as it starts, like it pretty much goes up. It pretty much goes from like barely sprinkling to immediately just downpouring. And so the outside has like a metal roof, so it's very loud out on the patio when it gets to raining like that, because it's just big rain plopping on a straight metal roof.
Yeah.
So it's very loud. So we had a pair of older women at my job who had just sat down. They like beat the rain by just like minutes. So as soon as it starts hard pouring, like we crank all the things down so it doesn't rain inside. But these women call the other manager there over and tell him like, hey, it's really loud out here. Is there anything you can do?
Ma'am.
Yeah, my manager's like, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's the roof and it's the rain. There's just nothing we can do. And she's like, oh, okay. It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. And he, like,
what do you expect? What do you think the answer is when you're asking that question?
I don't know what she wanted, yeah. But she's a little older, and some of our guests are They feel really good about themselves. Yeah. Let's say it like that. They think they're awesome. They think they're really great people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a couple minutes goes by and I'm commenting like, man, it's really coming down. I didn't know I could not hear the tornado alarms. I was inside.
Oh, there was tornado alarms.
Well, in bougie Oviedo, yeah, we have tornado alarms.
Whoa,
dude.
Whoa. I don't think we have those around here.
Yeah, because you just don't make enough money.
I guess not.
They got,
but they so were going off?
So a couple minutes go by.
Hang on.
And yeah, so a couple minutes go by, and then my manager gets, the other manager gets called back out there. And they're like, it's getting really warm out here. Can we, like, turn on the AC or, like, open a window? And my manager's like, ma'am, there's no AC out here on the patio, and if we open a window, you're gonna get breeze and rain. Mm-hmm. no matter what like thing we roll up, it's turned into a bit of an oven out there, which I get.
Yeah, it's hot as hell, but there's nothing you can do about it other than opening up the thing that's going to soak them.
Yeah. So at some point, our little outside patio doors, they just get, like, banged enough to where they get opened. And we can't lock them because they're, like, emergency doors.
Yep. Yeah.
So they're just banging. They're out there just banging. Just bang, 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 bang. They want to see manager a third time.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Can you stop that door from banging about?
Yep. And it's like the door is really it's banging a lot, and it's really just we can't even hear each other talk out here. And my manager at this point is like, ladies, would you like to move inside?
Can you just go inside. Go inside.
Yeah. And they're like, no. We want to eat out on the patio.
Well, no. God damn it. Wow, Mike. I don't even know what you have to. How do you reason with someone like that? Is that even? Can you reason with these? You said they're a little more. They're elderly.
They were older, white Karens.
Yeah. But is there anything you can do to reason with the people, or is it a lost cause? You just do damage control, and that's all you can do.
You just you apologize as profusely as you can.
Make life as easy on yourself as possible, maybe.
Yeah, you know, occasionally you buy somebody a drink and you're just like, hey, you know, I know it's not been so great. Can we get you a drink or, like, a dessert to, you know, kind of help make it up to you because it was just not such a great experience. And that's what we do. You know, we buy them a drink and everybody's happy and okay.
It's hilarious you're kind of bringing this up because I had a similar situation, well, somewhat today. And I work at a theme park and my control booth just happens to be on the upper level of where a restaurant is. And it's a very poor restaurant at the factory I work in. And I'm not going to lie. I don't know how this place has not been shut down for, like, health violations and all that sort of shit. There are pigeons, like, because the doors are always open. There's pigeons that just, like, live in there, make nests in there, that fly around. Like it's there's
fuck
pigeons
you, pigeon.
In the restaurant. They shit in the restaurant. There are, like...
It's literally written as someone's side work to clean up the pigeon deuce.
So I don't work anywhere in, like, food or in that restaurant, but I work in a technical booth above it. And so, I have to walk through and I have to deal with those guests every time I go to the bathroom, every time I have a smoke, every time I go to lunch. Like, I am in the mix of these, you know, animals, if I'm being quite honest. Like, they are... goddamn animals.
You ain't wrong.
And that goes for some, and that goes for some of the employees as well as the guests. Mostly the guests, but some of the employees. And I get this dude, I come through the door, I enter through, like, a little side door, which most people don't know about, and, you know, it's my quickest path, like, to avoid the morons, basically. and I'm trying to get to where I need to go into my booth. And this dude, this very large man, I would say like take, he was like a 3/4 Big Tim. He wasn't, you know, so he was a 3/4
3/4 of a Tim.
Yeah. He was 3/4 of a Tim. That's what I'm saying. It's a big man.
Big human.
And he stops me and he says, "Hey, are you a manager?" And I'm like, "Well, no. And I do not work at this food establishment. I work in something," like, very hard to explain to a guest when you're in the restaurant, you're in a polo, like, I'm not in the work uniform. They think I'm a manager.
Do you have a name tag?
I do at this point. I forgot to take it off before I went in. Mm. And he's asking me, like, you know, well, I got to talk to some manager, like, and I kind of directed him in the right place. But what he said was very funny. He was just like, he was being really, like, honestly, he was being really cool. And I was being really cool with him, and I had to defuse the situation to a certain degree. But he was clearly, like, pretty fucking pissed off. He spent a lot of money. He probably waited a long time in a line, and he probably spent a lot of money on a couple of hamburgers and fries that were very subpar. He's just, like, straight up, I had to throw away my, like, half of my hamburger. This is not a man that's ever thrown a hamburger away in his life. You know what I mean?
Doesn't look like he's ever even considered it.
Yeah. And I had to throw it away. It was inedible because of the amount of salt that was put all over everything, that it was absolutely just unedible. And I sort of directed him in the right place. And I straight up told him, I'm not even going to lie, I straight up said, "I'm sorry you had that experience, sir. I'm going to be honest. Even as an employee, I tell you the food fucking sucks here and to never eat here again." Like, and I just straight up, I'm like, you made a mistake. Hopefully, like, go complain. I'm like, this is who you talk to. He'll get you in touch with the manager.
Complain. Get this be comped.
Yeah. Get this be comped. Like, and never come back here again. I was like, straight up, like, I hope the rest of your day is a better experience. And then I directed him as to where to get possibly better food in the park. Like, and like, it's one of those just like, oh my God, like they must know, right? That shit is terrible. Like, that is.
Well, that's the thing though. Like,
for the most part. Yeah.
And that's the thing. There are plenty of restaurants on all of the properties. Doesn't matter if you're at Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, there are plenty of restaurants on all those properties that make and serve amazing food.
Yeah,
there is.
Yeah, there are.
But
you're right.
You will pay even more of a premium for it than if you just want to go to the hamburger chicken nugget shack and get a $15 hamburger and fries.
But the problem is that sometimes
chicken tenders.
But that's a gamble, because when you do that, sometimes you get the $15, you know, like, awful chicken and, like, fries, or awful burger and fries. Like, you get the worst of the worst of the worst. And I do feel like they play the odds. They're like, 90% of these people are not going to complain about their food. They are going to. It's too.
They're
it's
literally just fuel.
And I think that they play with the idea that it's going to be. Because it's going to be so busy and so frantic, it's going to be such a pain in the ass to find a manager, to get something comped, to get, like, anything taken care of.
Okay.
That they're not even going to bother. They make it so difficult that you won't even bother, that you give up and you're like, well, this was trash, never doing this again, and move on. I actually respect the way this guy handled it. Like, he found somebody in a polo. I think that's a pretty good start, right? I'm not the right guy in the polo, you know, by any means.
Wrong polo.
Wrong polo. And I explained that to him. I'm like, I honestly felt bad for him. Like, he was just super respectful, had a terrible experience. And I wish, like, I have none of those skills at work, because I don't know, like, they don't train me in what to do in that, right? Like, this is all just me being a decent human and trying to just relate to the guy that, like, dude, that really fucking sucks. And
yeah,
like, that's like, there's not much I can do, but I'm like, you need to talk to
get you the, I can help get you the person. Yeah, that can.
I was really in need of a piss, and I did. I I would have stuck with him longer had I not needed to go take a piss. But I said to myself, like, oh, I'll go back and check on him. I popped out. He was gone. So it's like,
oh, and you should have put your shades on and lit your cigarette in the restaurant. Been like, put it down on his forehead and be like, I'm not the guy, buddy.
Buddy.
And then walked.
Just flicked it at him and just.
In his, like, close range. Just like.
Yeah.
Flick it off his forehead and be like, I'm not the guy, buddy.
I ever tell you, did that once to a friend. We were tripping on mushrooms and we got mad. And we were drinking hard. And he said something that really offended me. And I had like that perfect like flicking length of the end of a cigarette, like the you know, like you get
it'll carry.
Yeah, you get the like but I was like probably 3 feet from him and he said something I didn't like and I can't remember what it was. And I did it and I did the flick thing. And it like from across it's like, 3-4 feet across a small room, just like perfectly went pop, 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 and hit him like right where Charles Manson put his swastika, like right on the forehead, right there, like the boop, like, and it just cracked me up. I think we made that joke at the time, but it cracked me up because it left the perfect, like, it didn't hurt him. All it did was did the perfect, like, ash. It did, like, an ash, just like a what is it, like a Hindu person does, like, when they bop you with the Hindu. And then, but it did, like, I Hindu'd him with my ash, like, from across the room.
God. I Hindu'd him with my ash.
That's the name of the show, by the way. If we're not Hindu'd him with my ash.
Okay. Well, that'll be 2.0.
I wanted to speak a little bit when you were saying that, like, they kind of make it so that it's really hard.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies do this these days. It's manufactured like difficulty levels with customer service and all that sort of shit. It's they do that on purpose.
I feel like probably especially at Disney, they will make it right if you can get to someone, but they probably do. They put it up against like, okay, they know most people aren't going to complain. So then you get like 70% of people out of the way. So 10% of those people will just rush right up to the front and be like, here's my problem, and be very like vocal about it. But you got that 20% that are probably thinking about complaining, know that they're not going to rush to the front of the line because that's super rude.
Yep.
And so they look at the lines and go, it's not even worth it.
I'll eat. And seriously, they probably, if they got like two burgers and fries, it was a wife and a husband, presumably, right? They probably spent $30 to $35, no problem, right?
Yeah. Like,
easy. And it becomes the when it's that busy too, it was like, I would rethink it. I would be like, I don't know if $30 right now is enough to bitch about, because I don't know how they handle it. I don't know if they give them like the straight up, just like, we'll give you the money back, or if they make, I think they probably do some voucher thing, right? Like where like we give you a free like meal voucher for the day or something, like that's not going to, like, they already took your money. They're going to give you something almost free to them, but will kind of compensate for the value to you.
Well,
like,
here's the deal.
That's what I feel like they'll probably do in that situation.
No.
But. Okay, so in my experience in being a manager, they always tell you, first of all, if it's just a problem with the food, just get them their food again. And especially at Disney, where you know that stuff is just, it's continually coming down the line. They're just going to grab you.
And my factory and this restaurant, it's just a burger fucking factory, right? That's all there is there, really. It's like burgers, fries, maybe a chicken sandwich, some shit like that. Yeah. I think there's a chili fry or some shit, but it's burger, 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 burger. What is it to them? Like, their net cost of another burger is nothing. Like,
not compared to what they just charged you for that burger. They can give you five.
The problem is that person's probably just going to take that burger, take one bite, and be like, well, this is exactly the same shit burger.
Yeah. So in that case, when they go, no, I don't want new food, if you can get away with just giving them like, hey man, okay, if you don't want new food and you don't want anything else, let me give you like a little voucher next time you come in.
Yeah.
It's on us. Like,
you give them $20 voucher or something, or 40.
Oh, no monetary. Nope. You don't put any monetary.
No monetary. It's a free entree, that type of thing.
Give them free entree vouchers.
Okay.
Cause that's the escalation. You want to give them a replacement, but you don't want to give them their money back.
Exactly. You've got the money. They're keeping the money. Whatever they can do to keep the money, it's going to be. And this guy even said, he's like, I don't even want my money back. This is the funniest thing about it. I don't know if I said this earlier. But no, this is the guy. He was just like, they need to know whatever they are doing. Because the way he described his burger was it was charbroiled. Just a shit ton of salt, and I can understand that that's probably the case.
Yeah, more than likely.
But he was more on the high horse of they need to know that they need to change this shit. And I mean, in the 99% of the cases, Mike, I'd say you're right, because just never go back to that establishment again, right? Like, they're making their own call. Like,
thank you for telling me that shit is too salty. I understand that, but you didn't like it.
Honestly, at this place, they do need to be told that. Like, I've seen what the people eat in that thing, and it's my good God.
Okay, what I'm saying is, please tell me what is wrong with the food, but don't precede it with saying, like, I don't even want my money back. Yeah. I just want someone to know. Just tell me the issue.
I hope that guy got his two. I hope that guy got a couple coupons that he can use somewhere else in the theme park. Precisely. that he can go do his thing. But you still got their money, and that's that.
But
right?
Don't come down here like you're stepping down from the cloud that you live on to be like, I don't want my money back because I'm such a person that I don't need the money back. This is about the principle of letting you know
that this
I didn't enjoy my meal and this is what's wrong.
Yeah.
because these are the same people that when you they'll call to say like, hey, I got my to-go food wrong. And instead of saying like, letting us do what we're supposed to do, they give you like, well, I don't want anything to do. I don't want you to do anything about it. I just wanted to call and let you know.
Yeah.
Because they don't, because even when you tell them, like, I'll almost cut them off.
Nothing is ever going to get done because of one of those calls. That's the thing. Like, it's the person that calls customer service and complains about the wait time for 10 minutes and not knowing that that's, well, you're just increasing the wait time for everyone else, dipshit. Yeah. Like,
these are the same people, though, that, you know, it's almost like if you don't let them get their full complaint out, because I've gotten to points in conversations really early where I'm like, all right, well, you know what? I'm just going to refund your money. And you know what? We're going to make you new food next time. Like, you got the double. Like, sometimes if the day had already been rough enough, I'd just be like, you know what? We're going to not charge you for your food. And the next time you come in, you're going to get free food. And you could do it real quick. And they would almost be like, well, you solved my problem too quickly. I didn't even get to. I had a whole rant rehearsed that I rehearsed before I called you. And you only let me get one tenth of it out. And now
I've experienced that before too. Yeah.
It's like, dude, I just fixed the problem though, right? Like, I just fixed the problem. Nope. they need that rant. It needs to get out. You need to know it. And you know what? I'm not here for your rant. This isn't filibuster time. We're not having monologues tonight. No auditions. I fixed your problem. Get the fuck off the phone.
Fuck off.
I got a gripe. I got an O gripe. And it's real petty. It's a real petty one here. But all right. I grew up always saying, I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Right?
Uh-huh.
I've heard so many more people, and I'll tell you where it started. The first person I ever heard really even say it was on American Goddamn Pickers. Mike Wolf of American Pickers.
Old Wolf.
He says, appreciate you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. It's a common thing. I'm an appreciate that guy, not an appreciate you guy. I get annoyed when people say appreciate you. And am I wrong?
I think it's just frame of reference.
No.
Some people are appreciative of the act. Some people, it's just on how you say it. Some people are appreciative of the person. So I
feel like it's false. I feel like, okay, that, all right. You are right in the general context of the terminology. You are correct. But I think many people say appreciate you when they should be saying appreciate that. They're going too far, right? Like when I don't know, someone hands you the correct change, you're like, appreciate it or appreciate that, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or hold the door, appreciate that. I don't know this person. It's not appreciate you.
I see what you're saying.
You're going too far with the phrase. It's I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
You're appreciating what they just did, right? That's what you're trying to get to.
Okay, when they just say appreciate ya, Yeah, that I think that might be where I don't like it. I don't like that either.
Appreciate you.
No, I don't like. No, it's it that, or you go like if I'm saying Mike, I really appreciate you. You do a lot for Ono Radio Show.
I do.
I do not appreciate Ty and his inability to stay focused.
Also true.
but I appreciate you, Mike, for doing so. Now that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you're holding the door open,
I don't really appreciate it.
And I say I appreciate you. No, fuck off. Like you're going to. There are people that do this. They go too far with the phrase. Oh, you're like appreciate that. Thank you. Like common courtesies. Appreciate that. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
I don't know, man, because I feel like it can be either way. It could be that, you know, they appreciate you for going out of your way and doing something.
Fuck them.
I think it depends on the act, honestly. If you're just holding if you just hold a door for me, I think that's I appreciate you. Because I appreciate that person.
No,
they gave up some of their time, they held the door.
No. I appreciate it.
Nah.
I appreciate you. No. That's not an appreciate you or ya. That's an appreciate.
They did it. It's a person that did.
Wait,
no,
so what, Owen,
it's the
what
act.
If they held
you're
it?
Appreciating the act. You're not appreciating the person. You're appreciating the act.
No, I appreciate the person.
Fuck you. You're wrong.
Owen, what if I just what if just, they held the door for me and as I walked past them in the door, I just said preesh.
Preesh.
Well, Okay. First off, you're a douche, but you get the context correct. You do get the context correct with it.
How do you
even
know?
Even though it's a little douchey. Preach.
How do you know that?
Because it's casual. You're appreciating
you.
It. You're not appreciating you. Like I'm
preach.
Not. This is.
I appreciate people. I don't appreciate acts.
No, you should appreciate the acts.
The acts.
No, people need to do more of the good acts in general. It's, fuck people. do the acts. I want more pleasantries with the acts than I do with the people.
Oh, and people don't appreciate things. People appreciate people.
I appreciate the acts. And everyone's
preachy
wrong.
Boy.
Whatever. Preachy. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I appreciate peoples.
It's a very serious hockey game right now, by the way. We are tied at one in the third period against the New York Rangers. The shots are 24-25, Rangers leading. There's less than 3 minutes left.
OT, it's going OT, man.
Well, unless we pull out one of the Lightning do love to pull out. Well, they like to pull out our last minute, clutch goals. So
we like clutching it right then. Oh, and can I tell you about my gripe for the week?
Yeah, man, you do it. What are you griping?
Okay, so you know me. I like to when I stay up a little late, I like to go over to the 7-Eleven every now and then, get a little snack.
You get a little big bite, or and I know you've been on them rollers. You like all
roller grill items. Yeah. If it's late enough, I get myself some free pastries because Dwayne will throw them out for me. But man, I think I've told you guys before, we've been having like a rotating spot issue with my 7-Eleven, where the rotating spot has kept getting filled by just not solid 7-Eleven people. But the other night, I go in my 7-Eleven, and like as I'm walking in the 7-Eleven, I'm smelling the funky funk of some ganja.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my feet.
I'm smelling Owen's feet at my 7-Eleven.
It looks like we might have scored a goal, by the way. I feel like it might be contested here.
Sergachev, nah, it's good.
I don't know. I didn't see it completely, but looks like they look devastated. I love it when sorry to interrupt your story, but I do love it when like you get to see a team like
devastated.
Yeah. It looks legit to me.
It's a legit goal, baby.
I'm not seeing any problems. Oh, that's as legit as fuck. Legit as fuck.
Sergachev, get it, baby.
Here's what threw me off, Mike, because they didn't even put the red light on the goal. You know, when they do the red light, they're sore losers. They didn't even want to see it. They didn't even want to do the light. They didn't even want
to
do it.
Couldn't give it to them.
Couldn't do it. Yeah.
So anyways, I'm getting up to my 7-Eleven and I start smelling the ganja smell, which isn't necessarily like a bad thing. Like people smoke in their car. Maybe I'm smelling it out of the car.
I mean, 7-Eleven and ganja, there's a correlation there. Like you're never going to be surprised at a Sevi when you smell a little ganja.
So my 7-Eleven has like two weird little like nooks on either side of the front of the building. Okay. They're like little walled off areas.
A nookie 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I've got like little nooks in front of my 7-Eleven. But as I walk by, like I've got headphones in, so I'm not really paying too much attention. I just smell it and I'm like, oh cool, weed. Awesome.
Okay.
Empty netter, baby.
Empty netter, 3-1 with 1 minute to go in the game, or less than a minute to go in the game.
Oh, yeah,
we can
baby.
Safely say that Tampa Bay is going to be winning this one in goddamn Madison Square Garden. So that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. This is going to be, people already know this when, the podcast comes out, but we're watching it as it's happening, folks. It's exciting to us. I really do believe that whoever wins this fucking series or this particular game has a much stronger chance of winning the cup. The series. Well, the series before we get to the Avalanche at the Cup. But We'll get there once we get rid of the Rangers. And Tampa Bay's been on a great streak lately, and we just showed it again, baby. Whew, sorry.
So I enter my 7-Eleven. I've been on a Mountain Dew Spark kick because it's just so damn delicious. I grab my little 7-Eleven Spark. I grab a taquito or two, and I go to head out. Like, I pay, talk to Dwayne for a second. Dwayne seems like a little, I don't know, like he's a little upset, or he's just kind of grumpy because he doesn't really want to, he doesn't really say much.
A little agitated.
Yeah, which is odd to me because he's usually like in a really good mood.
That's your 7-Eleven guy. That's your happy 7-Eleven dude.
Yeah, it's overnight Dwayne. He's always in a good mood. So I head out and I'm like, all right, Dwayne, I'll see you later. And I get outside, and as I walk, like in the nook that I have to walk past to get out, it's a 7-Eleven employee sitting on the curb. Just smoking weed.
Oh, in the outfit and everything, in the shirt, in the polo. He's in the polo.
In their little uniform.
Yeah.
Just burning.
I mean, I respect it, but I can imagine if I was like the guy having to work with him, and I'd be a little perturbed.
Well, and that's why I'm upset, and that's why this is my gripe this week. Because you're fucking it up for my main man, Dwayne.
Yeah, don't fuck it up for Dwayne.
Dwayne's my dude, bro. You can't be fucking it up for old Dwayne.
Nah. I'm with you on this. I'm with you on this.
Like, that's some bullshit. Oh my God. And
big fight at the end of the game. Buzzer ended. We won. Oh, yeah. The blood. These New Yorkers. It's like this guy that was on the clips last, on our radio show.
This is Cogadino. Cogadino's over here.
These are his boys. You know it.
Oh, and one of them Rangers. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Get your ass beat in the middle of Madison Square, you bitch.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, we're getting down and dirty. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Rangers are a bunch of
fucking pussies.
Bunch of losers.
Look at that. 3-2 down. One
yeah,
more
get him,
go.
Stammer.
Get him, Stammer. Yeah.
Bro, Stamkos is there just punching heads in, taking this guy to the ground.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
Side of his head open.
That's how you captain
a
team
right
there.
That's how you captain a fucking hockey team.
That's how you captain a fucking hockey team. I'm fucking into it. I do want Dwayne to have his full support, and I do not, like, if you got weed, man, just be cool, bro. Like, maybe take the polo off, maybe sit in the car, maybe go around the corner. Yeah. Don't fuck it up for everyone,
It's a respect thing, honestly, in my book.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You want to smoke weed? I've been known to smoke weed here and there at a job.
You probably smoked weed in a 7-Eleven parking lot.
Yeah, of course. Who hasn't? Yeah. But have enough couth.
Yeah.
Dude, go walk over into the car wash. No one's using that bitch at midnight.
Just be cool. Be cool, bro. That's it. That's it.
And I feel like fucking it up for my dude Dwayne and being an irresponsible worker, you're gonna screw it up for somebody. Like, the police are gonna show up. Dwayne's gonna have to work alone all night. Bro, that's not cool.
True.
And yeah, Norm, I did say couth. Have some fucking couth about yourself.
I like
God
the word.
Damn.
I'm a couth man. I use that term quite often, actually. Yeah. But we're gonna do something that's a little deft, a little something we haven't done in quite a while. And we're gonna bring back an old quick segment just for the end of the show, and this is called Urban Dictionary. And this, if you may or may not know, is where I find some of the worst terms that people make up on the internet, and I try and ask you guys if you can guess what they are before giving you the proper definition of what these people think they are. The first term tonight is the term leprajack. What is a leprajack?
A leprajack?
A leprajack.
Is that a Wild West leprechaun?
You're not far off.
Oh.
You're not far off. You're pretty close. But think about it a little deeper. Think about it. Think about the two things that could come together to make a leopard jack.
A leopard and a jackrabbit?
It's not what I was going for.
Is it a jackrabbit with a sweet hat?
You're on the wrong track. There are no animals involved in this one. For you see.
Is this a leprechaun? Is this a leprechaun hand job?
This is a leprechaun and lumberjack hybrid. See, this is a leprechaun. They are burly.
How did they fuck?
Well, they end up at regular size, but they always have red beards. Leprechaun, lumberjack. They fuck. They're
is
magic.
This what I am?
They're magic.
Maybe
they
I'm
re-
a leprechaun.
They respawn. Well, I don't think you're buff enough, but they respawn into something that resembles a human, and they're ginger. Like, yeah. So that's a leprechaun for you.
Oh, and real quick, I'd like to say they just showed Jimmy Fallon at the Rangers game. Fuck you, Jimmy Fallon.
Fuck you, Jimmy
Fallon.
Your
Rangers suck a dick.
Yeah, suck a dick. You and your show and you're always having to laugh all the time. I can't even
do a goddamn SNL skit without laughing at yourself. Get the fuck out of here, Jimmy Fallon.
So this is what the kids say. What you guys know about yet?
Yet.
Yet. Y-A-T. Yet.
Yeah.
Is that you at?
You got it. You're hooked. Yeah. Where you at? Is what? Where you at? Yet. I never heard, like, the kids do that now.
Yet.
Yet. Where you at?
Bro, we have made strides to literally make your life so easy. And you still have to find new ways to compound words to save time.
Save time.
Kids are fucking. I hate the new generation.
This is it.
You call me an old man. I don't care. But this is. I hate new vernacular. It's gotten so dumb.
I agree. We'll move on a little bit here, and we'll go with this one. This is. What do you know about the term fuck lard?
Fuck lard?
Fuck lard.
Is that what we're calling lube now?
It's not, but it's disgusting. It's disgusting if you use that term, but I can see why, you know, you'd say it, I suppose. Fuck lard. Fuck lard.
Is this just the really ugly girl that you're banging in butt?
Ding, ding, ding. Basically, a promiscuous fat woman with low self-esteem who allows pretty much any guy to stick their dick all up in her lard and fuck it.
Well,
that's a fuck lard.
All right.
That's not really the word I would use.
What do you call them? War pigs?
I call them women.
Hot sluts.
Oh, yeah.
Woman.
We'll move on before we get into much trouble.
The worst, I think, might just be BBW, I guess, probably. But that's an uplifting, powerful term.
Yeah, no. These are horrible. They just want to, like, it sounds like they're real skanks. Like, it's the fat skank. It's a fuck, like, real skanky, you know? Real skanky. You know,
you know what, guys? I'm gonna time for honesty time.
Uh oh.
There was a point in my life where.
Do you go on a run of fucklards?
Like three in a row.
Three in a row. Well,
where it was just like, this is the girl that is usually at the bar, and you know, she'll do. But I didn't call them fucklards. I want to be very clear.
It's Mike. This is Mikey Luck.
You there, fucklard. Come to my penis.
I am on a quest for the fucklard. There she blows.
All right, all right, all right. How do you guys, all right, if I were to say to you today I had an environmentally friendly shit, what do you think I would mean?
Oh, it was like a ghost poop. Like you wipe and there's just nothing there to wipe.
Yeah. I mean, it's a zero toilet paper scenario. It's like a one cube. It's a perfect, like, okay, you've checked it. It's the most. It's an environmentally friendly poop,
dude. And to be fair, you can look in the bowl and be like, "There's a poop there," but when you know that first initial wipe where you kind of check it out, nothing
at all.
And I don't know how those happen.
They happen on occasion, dude, though. They're magic. They're magic.
It's like do you remember when we learned that like dogs and cats have like the butthole that is designed to like, so they don't have to like do wiping? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We talked about that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I think like sometimes you get one of those,
the perfect dog butthole moments that it just like
boop.
Yeah. And then it's good. And like, I mean, you always got to check it, but you don't have to spend, you know, like $10 on toilet paper. Yeah, yeah.
Three wipes.
Like, I'm not saying $10 on toilet paper, but you know what I mean, is an exaggeration. Like you're oh god damn it, you're dabbing, you're rubbing, you're wiping, you know, like sometimes like there's a lot of excess toilet paper, and when you have an environmentally friendly shit, you know, you should feel good about yourself, guys, cuz we're saving the planet.
I took a very unenvironmentally safe shit the other day. And it wasn't the shit's fault. It's I sat down and there was no toilet paper. So I, with my pants down, because nothing had happened, I stood up and went to get the next roll of toilet paper. And so I set it down on the counter, popped the old roll off, throw it away.
Yeah.
And in turning to like throw it away, I knocked the new roll directly into the toilet.
Oh,
and lost a whole roll.
Yeah. I mean, there's no saving that roll. That's done. That just, yeah, you throw that away. I see that Norm is asking, can you one square it? Absolutely not. There's no one square. No.
Unless it's the ghost poop where you feel so confident that there's nothing there that you only one. But even then, I'm so afraid, like, I'm going to poke through and then get a poo on my finger.
One
square
is too dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Unless you're buying some ridiculous like quad quilt, quintuple quilt.
I mean, we do paper. We get some pretty good paper over here. I'm not gonna lie. We invest in the good paper, but I'll still use a fair amount. And I'll say like I don't even know how many squares. I can't count how many squares. It would be like a 20 square scenario, probably.
Ooh,
like
20 squares? 15? I use 3 per wipe.
It's
you're,
too little.
You're poking your butthole, man.
Everybody has said that. I've heard people talk about this three per wipe.
I'm a 7 to 10, depending on how bad
wipe?
It feels.
Okay, yeah. I mean, maybe 10. Yeah, 10.
Per wipe?
Maybe it's 10. Yeah, it's probably 10.
10 sheets. 10 single sheets.
Yeah.
I got a deep asshole, and I have to.
I don't think your asshole can be that deep. That's a lot of sheets of teepee.
No, dude. Okay, so you have to build like enough around your hand because I got like a deep crack.
Yeah, he's got a badonk, bro. He's got to get up in there and get it clean.
So yeah, I gotta like make sure that nothing is gonna.
I even
do the little scoop. I make like the scoop and pad up and.
But
I gotta say, I'm probably at a 10 sheeter, and then
per wipe.
And yeah, and then
yes,
and then a
this is insane talk to me.
Okay, but that's just okay. That's the first wipe. You start at 10.
Yeah,
yeah, and yeah, then yeah. And then you second wipe, you probably back down to like 8 or 7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
if there's a third wipe, yeah, it's probably like a 5.
And then I get down to it, and then I get it all good, and then I try to use a wet wipe most times if I'm not taking a shower.
And that's the thing. Do you throw the wet wipe in the toilet or in the can?
I used to, but I realized that that's like bad noise. Like, so I gotta like throw it in the can and then like immediately take out my shit wipe to the trash.
See, I feel like. Okay, so when we have wipes,
I can't throw it in the toilet. Like I'm on septic, and even if you're not on septic, like it fucks up both. So it's all like yeah.
So in my mind, it's you know you get to the final wipe where nothing, where you just it's basically nothing. That's when you hit it with the wipe, and the wipe has almost nothing on it. You know, you're just using that for like sanitation purposes, then you just throw that guy in the trash.
There is an occasional nothing like where yeah. It's absolutely nothing. There is like zero there. Like it's yeah, it does happen. It does occasionally happen. It's like the perfect poop. It's a rarity. It's like finding a gem in Diablo or something, you know?
You guys like, use the real thin toilet paper? Like the super...
No,
like...
I'm a thick boy.
Well, I can't imagine being a thick boy using 10 sheets per wipe. You're insane.
That's what I do.
I can't imagine.
It's what
we
do.
We're like a mid-level quilting. We're like a Cottonelle.
No, we're... Yeah, I guess we're a Cottonelle. Is that not... I thought that was thick.
We just don't buy the highest level of...
Oh, I'm the like, highest, yeah, cool. The highest, bro. The best of the best. Like, yeah, you do not. Do you not want to hear these other terms that we've got?
I do. Sorry, I just got on a tangent.
Okay. What about the move, or I guess, yeah, this is sort of like, not a move, but a condition, right? Something that will happen to a man. I'm giving you some, like, you know,
context
here. Have you ever heard of like getting hit with the wrench? The wrench, spelled WRENCH.
Is that my dick? Is that my dick?
The wrench. I'll just fill you in.
Is that when you go to put the thrust in and you hit the thrust wrong and it bends?
I feel like you're on the right track. It is an unpleasant thing that happens sometimes to men, but no, that is not what this one describes. This is more along more the lines of, I guess, a stereotypical wedgie, but the wrench is where one testicle is accidentally and suddenly trapped and squeezed by the central stitching line of your trousers after remaining in a seated slouching position for too long. So you know that, okay. It will happen when then like you get up too quick. So like say you're like it, the middle line seam of your trousers, one of your balls kind of like drifts off, and then you get like both balls that separate perfectly around your middle seam. So then you get up too quickly
and it
kind of rips you up the middle and you go, woo, you know, like it's a gooch ripper is another way to put it. That's the wrench. From what
so I've definitely had it where they talk about the slouch, where I will go and eventually just slide. But if you do that slide too quickly in a chair, like I remember like high school chairs, those plastics that were just like so smooth.
Yeah.
Where you'd sit in real quick. Well, my pants would hit on the two little rivets at the bottom of that seat and catch. And then like the rest of your pants, your legs like keep going down in your pants and the seam just meets your scrotum and just pins it.
Bad news.
And then it's like, oh,
it's the same. Oh. I think it's the same kind of thing they're talking about here. Then there's the prime meridian. if you were to give someone an act called the prime meridian, what would you think it would be?
I mean,
so the prime meridian is what the point at like Greenwich where time is zero.
Like no, where it, I think it's where like the it's like the Earth split in half, kind of, right?
Yeah, but two ways. We have the equator, which is
yeah.
the which is the north south divider. Well, the, whatever. Yeah. There's the equator, and then there's the prime meridian, which runs
well,
the other.
I don't direction. Know if they've got their science right, because this is what this is saying is it's the act of licking someone, male or female, from belly button to butthole in a straight path. So you're going belly button all the way down around.
That would be the, following the same equation as the prime meridian.
Yeah. Thus dividing the body in vertical halves like the prime meridian.
Okay, but what if I lick from clit to BH, but I go around the hip?
You've done an equator or something.
Yeah,
done,
that, yeah. that sounds more
I gave her the old equator.
Yeah. By the way, your microphone got all the same way it was earlier. Just to,
what?
Yeah. It's. It, I was.
Is it doing it right now?
Yeah.
You and your equator.
You and
maybe
your
it just
equator.
Doesn't want me to talk about equators.
Maybe. We'll leave with this one. Don't completely die on us yet, Mike. Because I need you to guess what? On this. I need you to guess on this one. What about the Horgoble? This is an Horgoble. The Horgoble.
Horgoble?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
The Horgoble.
The Horgoble?
Is this where she puts my whole package in her mouth?
Apparently, it's the sound that emits from a woman or man's throat when he or she becomes temporarily phrenologically overwhelmed. That's a word.
Well, when you
we lost him. I'm muting you because your shit sounds and you're dead. Like you're dead to me. You're muted. But yeah, it's the old right? They're horrible, right?
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be dick and balls. It could be dick or balls or both. Just the sound of the garbling of your genitalia in the throat.
I think that was the idea of the thing that happened there. Yeah, that's a good segment, you know, like to really wrap things up. That's really, done a great
job. Good
stuff.
Good stuff.
You know,
A+.
Good.
About the bird. Bird is the word. What a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. What a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. What a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. What a bird, bird, bird.
Yeah. So, a lot of talk. As we get out of here, by the way, been seeing some people ask if we're ever going to bring the perfect game back, our bowling tournament.
Yeah, it came up recently.
Must have been an anniversary of such a thing. And we were actually trying to plan it, you know, before COVID hit us all pretty fucking hard. There were some talks. Hello? And there were some talks with Aloma Bowl.
Hello.
It's been a long time since we've had those talks, but I think
aren't they back? Are they back?
I think that this is going to be, you know, I don't have anything right now, but if people are down for it, if people really want the Ono Bowling Tournament back and us to do it as an event, I think Aloma Bowl is the proper place to do it. We need an old school bowling alley. Wouldn't feel right at a boardwalk bowl or any of those. So
what about Oviedo Bowl? Like the bowling alley in Oviedo?
I mean,
it's
that's
got a,
all
it's
these
got a sick pinball
alley. All these are possible, but I want it near as possible to my house because I've got to deal with a lot of the, you know, honestly, seriously, like I've got to deal with a lot of the situation. I got to be able to get a PA. I got to be able to deal with the fucking transportation. I got to deal with a lot of the setup. Got to deal with a lot of all that stuff. So No, I don't really want to do it in Oviedo, and I think you can get more people to come if it's near downtown. A Loma Bowl is probably the best bet that we have now.
Fair.
Now that Colonial Lanes is obviously closed. If there are other suggestions, I'll be more than happy to take them, but I do think, I'm not announcing anything right now, but I do think that we're going to very much look into what we can do because of the success of our previous bowling event and what we can do with other podcasts, other organizations even, to kind of hop in. I kind of want to do something this time. It would feel selfish if we didn't do something sort of for charity as well. So I want to look into the proper way of doing that and to raising some money for charity, partnering with somebody that wants to do it. And I know from a lot of you old school, you know, Orlando podcast fans that a lot of you feel the same way that I do, that it's, you know, was one of the most fun events that we ever had. So I want to, I don't think that we'll ever be able to truly replicate exactly what we had because of the venue being closed. But what I do think is that we can come pretty goddamn close. And I think that we can update it for 2022. And we need to do that. So, yeah, I kind of just want to leave on that note and see what you guys think. And if, Mikey, I'm pretty sure that you're down. This is kind of what started.
I want to bowl again, baby.
And it's what started you being on the show, right? This is where we met.
Yeah. This is how I got to know most of y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think
Ty was in a robe.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Ty was in a robe. Like, we did a whole thing. So, and it may be different this time. We might not do it exactly the same, but what we can goddamn guarantee you is that we will always have a good time. We will have some fun and realistically put on one of the, best events, hopefully, that we can ever put on. And that's the whole point, is that, you know, we did it right the first time. We're going to do it even better the second time.
Don't we have our 600th show coming up soon?
Well, we're at 548 right now, so we're only 12 away from that. But yeah, we're in for that. So we'll do something. We guess we got to plan something for that. I mean, 600, though, I guess.
Well,
I
mean, our 666 shows next 2 years from now?
Well, yeah. We'll get there.
It's a coming up a good.
Boys and girls, we thank you for listening to the Ono Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I thank you for being patient with us, with not only our Patreon, but by the way, patreon.com/ONRS. We've got some ideas for some really cool stuff that we're going to be putting on that as bonus content here soon. So don't shy away from donating some extra money for us, because there's going to be some cool shit coming up for you. Thank you for dealing with us and not putting out a show last week. I know we're slackers. We'll get around to it.
Y'all been liking the minis?
Yeah. Don't forget to check out the minis. They're on Twitch. They're on YouTube. Check them out on YouTube. We're doing Ono Minis. That's over at YouTube.com. Ono Media. ONORadioshow.com/ONRS live if you're listening on the podcast and want to catch us ever live. And do not forget, of course, ONORadioshow.com, ONORWrestling.com, 407-906-6466. And the most important thing of all is what we say when we get out of here for the Ono 2.0, boys, and that is what we've been saying since the beginning. Eat up!
Eat a bag of dicks! I want to go back now.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a bag of dicks, y'all. I got a big bag. Eat a bag of dicks.